We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Simen Tes Shin, where the halachas of Tiltal Deh the Ba'achar, moving something through something else, but that's permitted on Shabbos. So we said, Mechaber said in Siftal, look, if you forget a stone on a barrel or money on a pillow, so you tilt the barrel on its side, the stone falls down. You shake the pillow, the money falls down. Now, if the barrel is between other barrels, then you can't just tilt it in this way. So you can pick it up as it is with the stone to somewhere else, tilt it over there so that it should fall from there. Now, if a person deliberately had put it on there, that it should remain there when Shabbos starts, then you're not allowed to move it. It's a basis. It's muksa like itself. Some say that even if you put it there, that it should remain there when Shabbos starts so that, that he'll move it on Shabbos, then you're allowed to tilt it and move it on Shabbos, and they didn't make it forbidden only if you put it that it should deliberately, that it should stay there for the entire Shabbos. That was the Mechaber. And that's where we continue on page 224, says the Mahago. Now, but us then, afilo nitol ha'isa misham, then even if the prohibited item gets removed from there, usl tatlakli, you're still not allowed to move the vessel. The ma'achish nasa basl, daba usl, mitzah Shabbos. Once it became a base for something forbidden for part of the Shabbos, usl kala Shabbos kula, then the whole entire Shabbos is forbidden. B'chem mechal mokza, and so too in every mokza. V'chem yisla kamon, sim mishun yod, etzaz brot later on next sim. Now, im odem ha'nich dra mokza, al shal chaveroi, if someone puts a mokza item on his friend, lo yimin the nasa basl daba, so we don't say it becomes a base for a prohibited item, because the person cannot make his friend's thing forbidden without his awareness, says the Urzura. Says Mishbrua Sifkat and Chav Gimel. V'oz, afila nitl, v'chulu, then the Ramah said, and then even the Mokhtam gets removed, it's still forbidden. So he explains, there's also going on the first event, meaning afila nitl, b'lekinis and Shabbos, even if it was only put for the, when Shabbos starts, and then subsequently gets removed on Shabbos, mekamokim still, Asr hakli, kol Shabbos, the vessel is forbidden, the entire Shabbos, because it was a basis. Sivkat and chavdalt, and mechem chom muktza. What does it mean? Kagoyin regis, but tzimukim shun nisab shab Shabbos, for example, dried figs and raisins that get dried up in Shabbos. Menasurum lachili, and then on Shabbos, now they're fit to eat. Afalachi, even so, have a muktza lachol Shabbos, is considered muktza by the entire Shabbos. Keeping this katzol, ben ashamash, because when twilight, or what's happening, which is when it's kaveya, when it establishes if an item is permitted, that is mukhan, or forbidden as muktza, it was muktza that entire time, ben ashamash, sivka and chafhei. Now, if a person places dvar muktza b'chulu, a muktza item on that of his friends, now, even if the muktza item is also his friend's, but he puts it on his, the muktza on his friend's item, we don't say that it becomes a basel daba asim. That is the butl tabla kli, because you'll be able to move the vessel when you need it. After you shake up the muktza item from on top of it, as the Sharat Sinai Islam says, because if not, then even shaking is forbidden, as we wrote, previously regarding the barrel. Meaning it has to be that when there's a tzarech. Because a person cannot make his friend's item forbidden shalom yidaitim without his awareness. Now, however, if he did it for his friend's benefit, uminastam, and that is, we presume nichali b'zeh that his friend was happy, would be happy with what he did. Like for example, a Reuben took a vessel. The minimum shimon, and when it was still daytime, he put that vessel beneath the candle. When it's in Shimon's house, so that when the candle drips, it should go into that vessel like it shouldn't be a fire. So, and the candle did trip inside of it, before twilight, as the Sharatin, Islam and Al says, that's from Shulchan Acharav. He says, because if not, then actually it did not become a basis for the entire Shabbos. But says the Mishnah further, he says, and it was inside of it until after Ben Hashmashes, it's not like Kli, basal on air. So then, yeah, the vessel became a base, for the candle. And but asal talp to call the Shabbos, they're not allowed to move it the whole Shabbos. Afal achash nesalka there, even after the candle gets removed. King Kosar b'chem that samenechin right. But the chaim tzad that the chaim is inclined. The money b'daitel zalik achkach amukta b'Shabbos. That if he had a mind to remove afterwards the mukta on Shabbos, nuchel tzar b'zed dase yeshem. Now then you could combine the previous yeshemim to b'zed lemikar bas klalid. Then since it wasn't meant to be there the whole Shabbos, then it's not going to be considered bas at all. Together with the fact that it was someone else who did it. Sif hey says the mecham hard leishari el hatis al nara. This we don't permit. As we said in the previous sif, only to tilt and to shake it off. Dafka b'tzarech l'gufa chavez v'akar. That's specifically we need the actual barrel or the pillow. Avam tzarech l'mekoyma chavez v'akar. But if we need the place of the pillow and the barrel, it's not going to be sufficient just to tilt or to shake it off. Yochel talamim evan, then you can move the barrel with the stone, v'mamoy shalim, and the pillow with the money that's on of it. L'fanas becoming to clear with the space. And says, Ramah v'chilin kamon simet shen yod, siv zayin. Says in Mishbur sif kon chavchas. That the Mechaber qualifies this that we did not permit only just to shake it off or to tilt it. It's going on the case of when the guy forgot it, the rock or the money. Because the Menich, when you placed it, Harechav is guven as basa. Well, then the barrel itself becomes a bell. So it's a mukta, and it itself is in, it becomes its own mukta. Sivkan chav tes. And, but if you need the place, and it's not sufficient just to tilt it and to shake it, then you could move it with the stone. Meaning, the tzok shilo isa makam panel gamma, because you need that the area should be totally cleared. Because if not, then you're right, you cannot move it, you have to shake it off. Simon Shin Yud, Dini Muktzah B'Shabbos, Allah is a Muktzah, and Shabbos Avaites Simon is 9 paragraphs. Sif Aleph, says B'Chabba, eats Shatel Maidogam. Wood that you hang from it to fish, Api Shema, so though it's disgusting, Mutl Tati, a lot of move it, because the Kamala, we know that Allah is the Muktzah Machmas Mius. When something is set aside, meaning it's out of sight, meaning because it's of repulsivity, Kirib Shimon, we hold like Kirib Shimon, the Shari that actually is permitted. It says Mishabbos have cut now, eats Machulu, a wood. Etc. Eight zeh have a cleave. This wood is a vessel. Since it's designated for hanging fishermen, elam shem demot. The only problem is because it's disgusting. The vechura has a bad smell. Have a little Yehuda mukta machmas mius. So according to Yehuda, it's considered mukta because of its being disgusting. But when I come along, Kibbutzim the shogu, hold the Kibbutzim that says it's permitted. Siv beis says mechaber in shem oichol talush haror lechila. You don't have any detached food item that's fit to eat, that's muktzal Shabbos, that's considered muktzal Shabbos, because the tmarim, dates, or shkedim, and almonds, or shapers, and all other fruits are endless, even if it's meant for selling, for merchandise, still muktzal lechem and b'Shabbos, you'll eat from them in Shabbos. But for lechid m'shadzor makarki, even wheat that was planted in the ground, but v'nayin l'shrisha, if it didn't take root yet, or beitz m'shtachas in the girls, or eggs beneath the chicks, beneath the hen, muktzal lechem, you're allowed to move them, chem tmarim halakutim, kod mishul, and so too, if you have dates that were gathered before they ripen, but kinds of nice bazaam, and they gather them at the baskets, vimis basham alim, and they ripen on their own, mutalechemim kud mishulim, you're allowed to eat them before they ripen. Al gregis, vitzimukum, now regarding, however, dried figs and raisins, shamanichemizim by muktzah, the option that you put into the muktzah, which is a set aside area to dry, asur mishabbos and mishur muktzah, that's forbidden on Shabbos because of muktzah, shemasrichis come to Shabbos because they actually putrefy before they dry up. Since he knows they're going to putrefy, he's removing his thought from them, for the interim. Now, given the katarki, since there's two variables, first of all, the chinvi dime, they're doing it actively, pushing it aside, putting it to this designated area. And malachosan, they're not fed, says you get into a kofi gemara, but sahaba muktzah, that would be qualified as muktzah, even though it's a food item. Says Mishmur Sivkot and base. Ancient Michael Bechul, there's no food item that's detached, that's fit for eating, that's considered muktzah on Shabbos. Because if something, let's say, that's not a food item, then yeah, sometimes it would be muktzah. For example, it's considered muktzah because of a loss of money. It's delicate. Something that's not a vessel. Something that's inherently muktzah, like stones and pebbles or money or something like that, then it would be. But if it's a food item that's fit to eat, and sipkan gimel, it's taller, it's detached, then it's not muktzah. Because of a double shay mechumim by yom, because something that was attached from before Shabbos, gam kilu kulam have muktzah. According to everyone, it would also be muktzah. Shay died to lemed, because you didn't have your thought on it from before Shabbos, obviously, because you cannot detach on Shabbos. But I'm just looking at the basis of sivkot dalt. And even, if they're oimid l'schayra, that is the avak of them l'schayra, although they're meant for selling, died to lem lechumim kashir, it's still the person's thought is that he'll eat from them, if he wants to, when he needs to. Sivkot hay. Even wheat that was planted, etc., even eggs that are beneath the hen, or someone mixed to say is the avakav, the chinavi dam l'shamash, even the person actively is pushing it away from utilizing them because it's being used for planting or for hatching beneath the hen. Still, keep the chazan l'lak to melechel, since it is fit to still gather it back and to eat them, love muktzah, it's not considered as muktzah. L'shiyu muktzah, because for it to be muktzah, you need to have two elements. First of all, the chinmi daim, actively rejecting, and b'lo chazu, and not fit. Like he writes at the end of the paragraph. And since it's fit, that's not going to be considered as muktzah. Sivkat vav, even wheat, like we said, that's planted bakark in the ground. That he writes, the dafka kishlohi azram adayim mechuzim ba'avet, only as long as the grain was not yet covered with earth. Which the Dershu 5 brings, that Dershu Shulchan Aruch writes that seeds that were hidden in the ground with the intent of planting them, even if they didn't take root yet, it's forbidden to take them because the Isra of Kaitzer. And look later on, Simon Shalom, Dvav Sivkot Mem, and he said, if it's permitted to take the wheat that was planted in the ground, the Mishnah writes it with the name of the Meiri, that's because they did not get covered with earth, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of an Isra of Kaitzer. Sivkot and Zayin, but it has to be that Lo Yeshushu, they didn't take root yet. The Yeshushu, if the wheat took root, then it would be liable for uprooting something from its place of growth. Sivkot and Ches, or beitzim shetachas on the goats, or eggs from beneath the hen. Ritzim, what it means to say is, shoyzer batan the goats, all the beitzim b'yim, that he had the hen sit on the eggs from when it was still before Shabbos, k'day l'gadol efrechem, so it could grow chicks. Still, that's not a problem, some cotton tests, and so to dates that were gathered, that were plucked, koyden b'shulim before they ripen. That is, even though when you put it into the baskets, there are those who would still eat it like this. Mashiach of a grape is a bit smukum. That's what's saying in contrast to the dried figs and the dried grapes. The raisin, that when you put it to dry and you wait it a little bit, it's not fit to eat at all. That's why you sapcha until they dry. Therefore, a person for sure removed his thoughts from them, and therefore it's muksa. He's a magmar. It's burning magmar. The dafka grape is a bit smukum, specifically dried figs and the raisins. Of a shari perishal and the gal gabsham, but all other fruits that were put onto the roof to dry to make dried fruits out of them. In Bemeshu Muktzah, they're not considered a problem as Muktzah. They've chasna chilab kodmishin zabshu. Those types of fruits are fit to eat even before they totally dry up. Sivkan Yud. But regarding the gregs of smukim that you place them by Muktzah, which is a rechava, it's an open area, shachoya batim, which is behind the house, is kori Muktzah. It's not the Muktzah of halacha Muktzah. It's a set aside area. But it's set aside, and therefore you're moving it out of sight, out of mind. And even if the person was eating the gates until it got dark, and he had leftovers and he put into the muktzah, or he brought up to the roof, the option to have them dry a blast of ice and tzimuk and make raisins out of them. Even so, shemuktzalim says the Gemara, it's going to be still considered muktzah. Because Hashem now, kim the nichli option, now that he put it right before Shabbos to dry, so that even now he's removing his sword from them. Sipkot Yud Aleph, and since you have both, that you rejected it with your hands and it's not fit, so have a muktzah is considered muktzah. And there's a little bit tilt loss when even just to move it is forbidden. That in kabbalah ba'ofer it's considered inherent muktzah, like stones and like earth. The halacha in the b'maschilim, avav pishu moy is mutl tavli. Even though it's repulsive, you let him move it. This piece of wood that you hang the fish. So he's looking for a bogan. He's not sure if that's tafkul tachaguf from a kaimoy. That when you need the place or you need the item, it's up the wood for some permitted utility, or even from the sun to the shade. And look what we wrote previously in Simon Rishon and Tzimri Halacha, the Maskel Ner Shleid Liku, which is Dishud 27, brings that Dishud writes an Imprima God, and according to the Rambam, it's not permitted to move, but the Var Muktzah Machmas Mi is only Tzokuv Mukhaim. And he adds in the Balamar, does not sound like that. Some of the dishes dish number 35. If one of the family members of a person or his wife places before Shabbos a muksa item on his kli, on his vessel, on his bowl, on his item, so Michal Shabbos on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not sure if the vessel becomes forbidden as a basis, or maybe you would say, "Ain't no the Masid of a change of life." Who asked his kid, his wife, to put it on his? On his plate. And Das Tari writes that there's no power in the hand of a woman to make her husband's object forbidden and to make it into buses. And only if she puts the muksa item on a food item that she gets fed with, which is hers, then the food item would become a buses. According to Eliashiv and Ritz Gerelitz, if the Dvar Heter is given over to the hand of a of the wife or in one of the family members to do as they please, so then they have the option of making a muksa and it's considered as if it was placed on with the intention of the balabais, and then it becomes a busters through them. Regarding a guest, I would discuss on Shartin later on Simichah Pays of Alf. So too, objects that belong to the community, for example, tables or benches that are in shul or in yeshiva, or in this grub's holes, that an individual does not have the ability to make it a busters, to make it forbidden on this. That's what the opinion of Bosna, that a bachri, a yeshiva bachar, cannot make it forbidden as a busters, only his bed, because that's loaned to him for his utility, but not other vessels which are not designated for him, for example, that's the shtender in Beis Medrash and things like that. However, a hefker item, which I put on the muksa item, that's Tara writes over there that it becomes a basis because there's no one stopping it from making it forbidden, and that's how Ribnis Grail is also inclined. Dish 36, in a way that the owners place the Dvar Heter so that it should not become forbidden as a basis. So this is going on Dish 36, is that if someone put a bowl beneath the candle, and we presume the owner would be happy with that, the kli becomes a basis for the nair. And even in a way that the owners place the heta so that the kli does not become forbidden as a basis, which Rabbi Zalman holds that since it wasn't here and didn't place the heta, I mean, even though the owner would have done it in a permitted way, But so he's pleased with this buses, and therefore it would be forbidden. There's number two, regarding a sregim, that it designated for selling before Sukkos. Shem holds has a lot like muktzamak when it's kiss, because people are very particular about the esrog. It's not like dates and almonds that are meant for business, where people are not so particular. And that's the big diyesha that pairs them in the schayra, and you're makbir in them, then it would be like muktzah. There's number three, now, even though the norm of a person is to be makbir on wheat that's planted, if someone's on right, that still, the wheat is not considered as muktzah makbir on kiss, because a person is not usually so makbir on every single wheat kernel independently, only on the whole general category of his wheat. Now, however, if someone plants a tree, a sapling in this particular, then you're right, then that would be considered muktzah makbir on kiss. Now, in another way, he explains over there that even though a person is makbir on wheat that he's planted because of the effort of planting or because what's going to end up growing out from it, still, since his hakpada is not because of the inherent chashivas, it's not considered as muktzah makbir on kiss. Now, regarding avocado pit or things like that are placed in a cup of water, which someone holds, it's muktzah because it's not really fit for anything. And even before the roots take root in the water, you're not allowed to shake it. And even though it's not really total gummer, because the kli with the mayim is considered as a basis for the muktzah and it's forbidden to move it. Dish number five, dish number six, an essay that was designated for the mitzvah purpose, where you're totally setting aside from your intention, you're not going to eat from it. Bukur Yaakov writes that it is considered regarding eating as kareg and mitzvah and then there's muktzah. So to animals that are grazing and are they sleep out of the tchum throughout the summer, and Tuf Tzadikhes Mishra writes that some say that they have a lachalik kareg and mitzvah mukum, they're muktzah and also on yamtim, because you're masich das from them. So to pairs that were brought into the warehouse for a long period of time, he writes in Tuf Tzadikhes that has a lachalik muktzah. The peppers that are pickling in the bowl, so that they ferment, Yashav holds that they're not muktzah because lamaisi could eat it in this situation. So even the person is fermenting that and trying to make pickled items, that does not make a muktzah. There's shoe number eight. Seeds that were planted in the ground but they did not yet deteriorate are not considered as muktzah. Chaznesh writes that gregis v'zimukim are muktzah even before they deteriorate, because at the end, since they're going to end up becoming better to eat, right now you're masichadas from eating them.